This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Another big international story today. David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, in a widely anticipated speech, made this announcement today.
We will give the British people a referendum with a very simple in or out choice: to stay in the European Union on these new terms or to come out altogether. It will be an in-out referendum.
A renegotiated relationship between Great Britain and the European Union, and a vote that could possibly mean that Great Britain leaves the European Union. What does this mean? From the UK, John Burns joins us once more from our partner, The New York Times. Welcome back, John.
It's a pleasure.
This is a political move, but it's also an attempt to resolve tensions that have complicated the relationship between Britain and the EU for quite some time.
Yes, there's no doubt that this was seen by Mr. Cameron as a domestic political imperative, partly to placate the very large bloc within the Conservative Party, his party, that is very restive about the busybody Europe. But he's also looking at a fairly rapid change in the European Union itself as they struggle to deal with the problems with the euro currency and head, led by France and Germany, for a much more centrally directed, much more integrated federal Europe, which is something which has absolutely no or virtually no resonance here in the public in Britain.
Explain to our listeners, I mean, Britain has its own currency. It doesn't trade the euro. How is it in the EU, and what would it mean for it to get out of the EU?
Well, I suppose one way to address that would be to say there are 27 nations within the European Union, only 17 of which have the euro as their currency. So there are already two Europes. The wider Europe has developed from what is essentially a trading bloc, but has also had highly centralizing tendencies. Britain has decided, and it's pretty plain that this would be the case whoever was in power, that it will indefinitely stay out of the euro currency bloc. But the issue now is, how encroaching is that European trading bloc going to become in terms of the directives, as the opponents of the European would put it, the pettifogging bureaucratism of the European Union? How far can that develop? And there is a very widespread public as well as Conservative Party restiveness about that.
Skepticism by the Labour Party, who says British jobs might be at stake. What's been the reaction also across the continent?
Well, that's true. There's been quite a vigorous reaction in the business community here. In the Labour Party, which is maneuvering very awkwardly over this because they don't want to get caught into a position where, as Europe becomes more centralized, they, the Labour Party, seeking to win the next general election here in 2015, are saying we will not give the British people a choice. So Mr. Cameron has maneuvered the Labour Party into an awkward position. And then, of course, there is the reaction today coming from Europe, quite expectable, where Mr. Cameron is going to have trouble finding partners for his vision of a much more decentralized Europe, in which what some people have called a pick-and-mix Europe, where each country chooses which parts of the European Union it wishes to belong to and which parts it doesn't. And he faces very vigorous reaction from Europe, from France and Germany, and perhaps more significantly from both the left and the right in France and Germany. So it's difficult to see where he's going to find the momentum within Europe to achieve the objectives that he set out today.
Some chilly negotiating ahead, that's for sure. John Burns, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, on David Cameron calling for a referendum on whether Britain should be in the EU. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.